Welcome to Audio of the Divine Principle, a daily reading of the Divine Principle, which is the core text of the Unificationist community. Section 7.2.3, Clan Society. Let us examine the progress of history in terms of religion, politics, and economy during the New Testament age. The inclination of the original mind, response to God's providence of restoration generally, brings about divisions in a society centered on Satan. Those who follow God's will are singled out in this process and may be gathered to form a clan society on God's side. The birth of the Christian clan society followed this pattern. With the crucifixion of Jesus, the Jewish nation had fallen to Satan's side, and God could not continue with his providence of restoration in that society in such circumstances. Consequently, God broke up that society, calling devout believers out of it to establish a Christian clan society. In the Old Testament age, Jacob's 12 sons led his 70 kinsmen to form the Israelite clan society and set out on the course of the providence. Similarly, in the New Testament age, Jesus' 12 disciples led his 70 followers to form the Christian clan society and commence God's new providence. Christian clan society was composed of rudimentary communities with little or no structure, political or economic system. In this period, religion, politics, and economy did not progress independently. Despite severe persecution, Christian clan society gradually prospered in the Roman Empire around the Mediterranean Sea and developed into a Christian tribal society. Battered by the mass migrations of people which began in the latter half of the 4th century, the Western Roman Empire fell by 476 AD. Christian society expanded greatly as Christianity was brought to the Germanic peoples who migrated into this territory. Section 7.2.4, Feudalistic Society. With the progress of history, clan society developed into a feudalistic society. A feudalistic society was born in Europe when, around the fall of the Roman Empire, imperial authority waned and the empire sank into chaos. In this society, religion, politics, and economy would eventually divide and take separate paths. In the early days of this feudalistic society, particularly among the new Christianized Germanic tribes, free peasants and warriors were ruled by local princes. Political power was diffused among many lords, each ruling his own territory in the absence of any national authority. Feudalistic society in Europe then gradually developed into a political system based on master-servant relationships at every level, as between lords of different ranks and their knights, and the self-sufficient economy of the manor system. After the fall of the Cogolian Empire, mature feudalism would spread everywhere in Europe. Land was divided into many manors, each ruled by a feudal lord. These lords were responsible for all aspects of life in their manors and had supreme judicial authority. Farmers traded their private land to the feudal lords or monasteries in exchange for military protection, and their land was returned to them as a fief. Vassal knights received manors from their feudal lords in return for service as their private soldiers. While a lower-ranking knight might only own a single manor, each king or great lord possessed hundreds or thousands of such manors, which he distributed as fiefs to his vassals. The kings had limited power and were no more than great feudal lords. Religious life in Europe during the period of regional church leadership developed along the same lines as early feudalism in its political and economic life. Hence, it may be termed feudalistic Christianity. Patriarchs, archbishops, and bishops assumed positions corresponding to manor, medium, and minor feudal lords. As a king was only one of the great feudal lords, the pope was only one of the five patriarchs. The political structure within the Roman Catholic Church was founded upon a strict hierarchical relationship between master and servant. A bishop or abbot had a social rank and power comparable to a secular feudal lord. Acting as the lord of his church estates, he could, if necessary, raise an army from the ranks of his vassals. With respect to economic life, this period began with a time of transition from the slave society of ancient Rome to the manor system. Some of the land in this period began to be owned by a free peasantry. In terms of land tenure, people's status in this period could be classified into four grades: nobility, free peasantry, serfs, and slaves. In this way, out of the ashes of the Western Roman Empire, God raised a feudalistic society among newly Christianized Germanic peoples whom he had chosen to lead the providence. By strengthening small units under godly sovereignty in the sphere of religion, politics, and economy, God laid the groundwork to establish a godly kingdom. Section 7.2.5. Monarchic Society and Imperialism. With the progress of history, feudalistic society developed into monarchic society. Politically, how did European monarchic society arise? The kingdoms built by the Germanic peoples in Western Europe were all short-lived, except for the Kingdom of the Franks. The Frankish kings of the Merovingian dynasty received Christianity and absorbed the heritage of Roman civilization to form a Germanic Roman world in Western Europe. After Merovingian kings lost power, Charles Manto became the effective ruler of the Franks. He expanded the kingdom by defeating the Moors, who had invaded from the southwest. His son, Pepin the Short, was the first Cargolian king and was the father of Charlemagne. Charlemagne thought highly of St. Augustine's vision of a Christian kingdom and made it in the guiding principles of the realm. Charlemagne's empire unified Western and Central Europe, bringing stability to lands which had formerly been in turmoil due to massive migrations. In the sphere of religion, monarch Christianity, which followed feudalistic Christianity, was a spiritual kingdom which transcended national borders. It established under the rule of the papacy and upon the spiritual foundation for the Messiah. In 800 AD, Pope Leo III crowned Charlemagne emperor and gave him the church's blessing. By this act, the pope passed on to him the central responsibility for the providence. The spiritual kingdom under the papacy and the kingdom of the Franks under Charlemagne united and formed the Christian Empire. The period of the Christian Empire was parallel to the period of the United Kingdom and Israel in the Old Testament age. In both cases, a monarchic society followed a feudalistic society for the purpose of consolidating a greater sovereignty, population, and territory on God's side. It was explained earlier that the Pope had been leading the Church from the position of archangel in order to pave the way for an earthly kingdom. But after crowning the emperor and giving him God's blessing, the Pope was then to serve him from the position of Cain. The emperor, in turn, was to uphold the teachings of the papacy and carry on political work to realize a kingdom fit to receive the Messiah. Had they thus built the Christian Empire in full accordance with the will of God, this period would have been the last days of human history, when the Messiah could have come. The new truth would have then appeared to resolve the problems of religion and science as an integrated human endeavor, guiding religion, politics, and economy to progress in one unified direction based on God's ideal. On this basis, the foundation for the second advent of the Messiah was to have been established. Moreover, with the dawning of the period of the Christian Empire, feudalism should have come to a complete end. However, the popes and the emperors deviated from the will of God. This made it impossible for them to realize Charlemagne's founding ideal. As a result, feudalistic society was not dismantled. On the contrary, it grew stronger over the next several centuries. Religion, politics, and economy remained divided, with the spiritual kingdom ruled by the papacy coming into frequent conflict with earthly kingdoms ruled by kings. The Christian Empire failed to build a united kingdom, which the Messiah could have come. Charlemagne built his empire when the foundation of early feudal society was ripe for consolidation into a strong monarchy. However, he never fully subjugated the vested powers of the feudal lords. Instead, the feudal system strengthened, with the Holy Roman Emperor reduced to just one of the great feudal lords. The feudal system would dominate Europe until the rise of absolute monarchy in the 17th century. With the decline of feudalism at that time, the previous decentralized powers of feudal lords came to be concentrated in the hands of kings of large nation-states. The kings came to command absolute power and justified it by the doctrine of the divine right of kings. Absolute monarchies flourished until the French Revolution of 1789. In the sphere of religious history, what were some of the trends during the period when Christianity was led by a papacy and had monarchic structure? The popes fell away from God's will and became desecularized. They were on the path of spiritual decline. Due to repeated defeats in the Crusades, the papacy lost its authority, and during its exile in Avignon, it was deprived of power and dignity. With the Protestant Reformation in 1517, Western Christianity ceased to be a unitary spiritual monarchy. When we examine the progress of economic life, we find that feudalistic economic arrangements persisted even when the political feudalism was beginning to be replaced by absolute monarchy. Capitalism was growing in the cities and towns, where manufacturers and merchants joined forces with the kings and fought against the constraining feudal system. New agricultural arrangements arose in the countryside, where independent farmers sought the aid of the kings to resist the rule of the feudal lords. Still, neither of these economic developments could entirely displace feudalism, which continued until the French Revolution. In the progress of economic history, feudalism was followed by capitalism, which was accompanied by the age of colonial expansion. As the consolidation of political sovereignty was the goal of absolute monarchy, monopolization of finances and capital was the goal of powerful capitalists. Capitalism arose concurrently with the rise of absolute monarchy in the 17th century and flourished during and after the Industrial Revolution. Capitalism's purpose in the provenance was to promote the accumulation of capital and the centralization of economic activity to an extent impossible under feudalism. This was even more the case with imperialism. The imperialist drive for colonial expansion, which began in this period, had, as its providential purpose, the establishment of a worldwide economic, political, and religious foundation. This discussion focuses on European imperialism alone, because the course of God's providence of restoration was centered on Western Europe. Competition among the nations of Western Europe led to their scramble for colonies all over the globe before World War I. This enabled the entire world to progress into Western Christian civilization.